Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
What's behind the Democrat shakedown where they're willing to actually shut down the United States government? We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, a week ago, Matt, we were able to see this miraculous agreement in the Middle East. President Trump negotiated a deal with Hamas, a terrorist organization. But the Democrats still will not cooperate with anything.
Yeah, so he can negotiate a deal with radical Islamic extremists, but not with the Democrats.
But that says a lot.
It does say a lot.
You should really look at that.
Well, when you look at some of the things behind this, Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat from New York, I think he's being goaded, if you will, prompted, if you will, by AOC, who's also a Democrat from New York in the U.S. House. Why? Because she likely would primary him and possibly could win in a primary race for his Senate seat. So she is really pulling the strings. And if he does not take this strong position, he's afraid that he will face a primary challenge from AOC. That's my personal view of it. And when you look at the issues behind it, there are two things primarily that are driving the Democrat, I call it shakedown rather than shutdown, because that's what it is. It is a shakedown. So if you look at the one big beautiful bill that was passed and signed by President Trump on July 4, 2025, that one big beautiful bill did a couple of things that are relevant to this Democrat shakedown. Number one, it defunded Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers. And number two, it stopped paying for illegal aliens' health care that was done under the previous Biden administration.
So why are they so insistent? I mean, radically insistent now that we provide health care for illegals. I mean, they're like not moving their feet.
So the Republicans have put forth a clean continuing resolution that would just continue fund the government based upon the current status quo to get us through November, Thanksgiving week. That's all this is about, to get us past November, Thanksgiving. And then after November, Thanksgiving, they have to work on actually passing a real budget. This is just a temporary stopgap. So all of this debate is about this temporary several-week time period to continually fund the government based upon the status quo post the One Big Beautiful Bill. They want to change the One Big Beautiful Bill, and they want to do it in several ways. Number one, they want abortion funding. And number two, they want funding free health care for illegal aliens.
But this is costing us, the taxpayers, what, trillions more dollars? Does he think we just pump out money?
Yeah, here's the amazing thing. They want to add collectively to the budget $1.5 trillion. $1.5 trillion. Now, we throw these numbers around. We have no idea really what that means. But here's what $1.5 trillion looks like, if you can imagine. To reach $1.5 trillion, which is new spending, the Democrats want to add to the budget, of which that would include abortion and funding illegals' insurance coverage under Medicaid, and thus take away money from other Medicaid recipients, among other things. $1.5 trillion is $1 million every hour for 171 years.
That means our children, our children's children, for at least three generations, will still be dealing with this tremendous debt.
Yeah, so that's three at least generations of 50 years apiece, 60 years apiece. So that's three generations of 60 years apiece paying $1 million every hour for 171 consecutive years. That's $1.5 trillion. They want to add that to the existing budget.
So are they willing to take that out of their own paychecks? I mean, where do they think this is coming from?
You know, they can shut down the government and people can go without pay. They wanted to have
the WIC program,
which provides food for low-income people. They wanted to end that so that there would be an outcry against the Republicans. But what Donald Trump did is he said, I'm taking money that's come in from the tariffs, and I'm going to make sure that people on WIC continue to get their food, their groceries. And then they said, well, then we want to stop all the funding for the military so that there would be this big outcry against the Republicans. And Donald Trump told Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, I want you to redirect money so that the military never miss a paycheck. Guess who doesn't miss a paycheck?
Democrats.
Democrats and Republicans. The members of Congress don't miss their paychecks.
So they can make these decisions by not realizing they're not going without food on their table.
Yeah, so here's what the Democrats have had in their plan. They wanted to remove work requirements for able-bodied adults on taxpayer-funded health programs. They wanted to rescind border security measures and construction of a wall. So they wanted to stop securing our border. They wanted to provide free health care for all illegal aliens. Oddly enough, they wanted to repeal $50 billion in rural health care, hurting hospitals and clinics in vulnerable, low-population communities. And you know why they wanted to do that? Because that money, the $50 billion for rural health care, was primarily in, guess what? Red states.
Mm-hmm.
They were willing to take money away from health care subsidies in rural areas so that they could hurt them because it was a political ploy. They also wanted to resume the racist DEI pet projects in foreign countries. They wanted to prop up liberal news programs like NPR. They wanted to demand wasteful Green New Deal grants. They wanted to usurp the president's authority over emergency funds and the ability to make agile decisions while locking in Biden-era grants. And all of this combined would add an additional $1.5 trillion in new spending. The real hot-button issues among the ones that I just ticked off were abortion and funding for illegals to make sure that they get health insurance, particularly through Medicaid and other processes as well.
You know, it's sadly evident that these people are not for the people. They were elected to represent their different constituents, and it doesn't sound like they're for the people because they just keep bleeding us dry with money to fund illegal aliens?
Yeah,
seriously?
And they, you know, the Obama healthcare ACA insurance plans, they got subsidies under Biden. They are coming to their end, they're being expired, and they wanted to continue those subsidies. The problem with the Obamacare is that it's a endless hole. And in fact, the premiums have gone up every year. A lot of the insurance options are limited now because insurance companies are pulling out, and the government has had to subsidize Obamacare hundreds of millions of dollars every year to keep it propped up. So the Democrats wanted to, they don't want Obama's signature legislation of Obamacare to actually be revealed for what it really is, a total abject failure that needs to be totally revamped and, frankly, I think, done away with.
Of course not. They don't ever want to reveal what's really behind the curtain, but they keep pushing for this, and it's time to stop. I mean, President Trump can negotiate with terrorists, but these Democrats are like whiny babies that want to bleed the American people for at least three generations of their money?
Well, you know, during this shutdown, President Donald Trump is laying off because that's the consequences of this. This is what happens when you have a shutdown that goes for a particular period of time. Laying off people that already were targets of DOGE. The Democrats and the judges tried to resist those layoffs. Now that's happening. So the Democrats continually hurt themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They are so blinded and committed to abortion and illegals that they're willing to literally walk off the cliff. I think AOC is the one really is the tail now that has become the dog. She's no longer the tail wagging the dog. She's become the dog, the one that actually influences the policy of the Democratic Party. And it's become so radical and so extreme. We have a petition. We also have faxes that you can communicate your opinion to members of Congress. You can go to lcaction.org. lcaction.org to make your voice known on this issue, because no matter how the resolution is from any one continuing resolution to another, it's going to continually come back. Actually, we need a real change in Washington, people who really serve the people, who love God and love life. For more information, visit lcaction.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.